It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 24. We're going to begin reading with verse 27. Matthew chapter 24, verse 27. So if you'd look that up, I think I'd will enjoy studying the precious word together today. And I would like to share with you while you're looking that up that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. I'd like to call us here at the church, 217-847-2717. It's a phone number. Please visit our website, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either will work just fine. Now we're to Matthew chapter 24, beginning to read with verse 27. For as a lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will be eagles, there the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. The stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. We're going to end with verse 32 there, and we're going to begin with prayer. Father, we thank and praise you today that we can enjoy this time together. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to proclaim your word, to go verse by verse and just enjoy it. And Father, please, we have to have your direction, your guidance, your teaching. And we thank and praise you that every true believer that has come by faith and faith alone to your Son, the Lord Jesus, then that day the Holy Spirit comes to live within our heart. Thank you, Father, for that precious gift of salvation. Thank you for your presence in our heart. Please that you would guide and lead us through this study and strengthen us each day. Show us the way of salvation if we do not know how to be saved. It comes very simple. We know your Son Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood there. Not only died, was buried, 3 days later rose again, and now, Father, Jesus is seated at your right hand. Thank you, Father, for that precious gift of salvation and the gift of life. So please guide and lead us now through this study, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we begin this study today, we need to understand what is all coming to pass here, and this great tribulation that is underway. And it starts as we look at the 15th verse of chapter 24, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. It's so important that we understand the precious word. We need to understand down in verse 24, for there shall arise false Christs, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. many times and many places in the Scripture, it speaks of these great signs and great wonders. It is a sad thing that so many folks have been deceived and will continue to be deceived by the devil himself, the God of this world, not the true God, not Jehovah God. It is so sad that they are deceived and continue to be deceived. And so as we look at each one of the sections of Scripture, and 2 Thessalonians deal with this same thing, and as we look at the second chapter, and we can even begin reading with verse 1 of the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. I hope you have the opportunity to turn there. It says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him." And I believe that that is one place, as well as many others, that speak of the rapture of the church. The church is taken out. We are at the marriage supper of the Lamb during this 7 years of tribulation. Look at verse 2, "That ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you," and that word deceive means beguile you, "by any means, for that day shall not come except there coming a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed." And you see in Thessalonians here, the Thessalonica church, they undoubtedly had got some bad information, because of the trouble, the trials, the tribulation that they had. They felt like that they were in the tribulation period. Paul had told them no, and we have many things here that help us to see that we're not in the tribulation period. One of them is, number one, back here in the first verse, it says, "By our gathering unto him." I believe that is the rapture of the church to begin with. And also, when that one, the son of perdition, is revealed. And when that comes, and as we've said in another study that we've had, we have three times. In verse 3, the word revealed. In verse 6, that he might be revealed in his time. Verse 7, "And then shall that wicked be revealed." And this is the Antichrist. This is the devil himself and taking on a body of a man. And that's what we're speaking here. And that will be the presentation. And when we look at the word up there in verse 3 of falling away, again, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away." That is the apostasy that we're dealing with. And it is a revolt, and it's almost to the point of a military revolt that is going to take place. And so when this all comes to light and the devil himself comes to rule, because he wants to be God, he wants to be God of this world, and so he will take that position. And so when we look at the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 there, and we've come all the way down here, let me just read it, because there's so much here. We'll start with verse 24, with verse 4, "Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." That's the devil. "Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things?" Remember, I said that they had been given this information, but someone had given them some misinformation, and they were starting to believe it, and they thought they were in the tribulation. They thought they missed the rapture, and it is not true at all. Verse 7, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. Now, as we look at this, the mystery of iniquity is just that. The fullness of iniquity is when the devil will rule and reign that 7 years of that tribulation and just bring literally all hell here upon earth. But right now we have the mystery. We have his evidence. We have his ways. We have his work. See that you know the Word of God and study it and stay with it. And so, and only he who now letteth will let. And that is the Holy Spirit, until he be taken out of the way. At the rapture of the church, the Holy Spirit will leave. It will leave with the church, the true church. And that's the reason that I tell you that you cannot be mistaken the day that you're born again. And that's a day that you're old enough to understand that you're a sinner, you're lost, and you need a Savior, because the day God comes to live within your heart, in the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, is a day you will never forget. You will know it, and again, you may not know the exact date, you may not know the exact time, but you will know without question when that takes place. And so all this here is leading up to that, and that's going to this mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9, I mean 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You see the consequences if you refuse to come by faith to Jesus. Do you see that? I sure hope that you do. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, read that chapter. Those 12 verses right there are tremendous. Now, as we come back and we return to the 24th chapter of Matthew, and we see, for as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. That is at the close of the tribulation period. That's when that comes to pass. And so we need to understand, we need to see that, because it is so important that you understand Jesus is coming back bodily, the revelation of the Lord Jesus. Now, the rapture of the church is not the revelation of Jesus, because when he comes and plants his feet on this earth, that is when people will see him. That's what we're talking about here. The rapture of the church has taken place. Look at this here. This is the end of that tribulation period that we've just read in 2 Thessalonians. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there the eagles be gathered together. What a statement. What a statement. It's so important for us to understand what's coming to pass. Let's go to Revelation chapter 19, verse 17. Please don't just take this lightly. This is what's going to happen, and it's real. And I don't want you to miss the opportunity of salvation, that you can come to the Lord Jesus. Chapter 19, verse 17. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of that great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. As we said the time before when we were together, that the vultures, that's what we're talking about here. It speaks of eagles, but it's vultures. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will be the vultures be gathered together, the great birds of prey to come, as we have just read in Revelation. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. The stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. This is the event that's going to take place at the close of the tribulation period. There's going to be much destruction, and I believe that the vultures are going to feast on great men back in 70 AD when the destruction of Jerusalem took place. You see, the Jews rejected the Lord Jesus. And when we get down here to verse 32, learn the parable of the fig tree. That's what it's talking about. The setting aside of the nation of Israel. That fig tree, some would say that it's been cut down. But as you cut a tree, you'll notice it's not long that it begins to branch back out again, like a young, tender plant. That's what happened in May of 1948. That's what it's talking about clear down here in verse 32. And the branch yet tender, but it begins to put on leaves, and that's the nation growing. But there'll be no fruit until the tribulation period. So we have that stage right now. And as it says, you know the summer is nigh. Now, let's come back to the 29th verse. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man. What a day. What a day that will be as we see this take place. Let's go back to Revelation chapter 6. I hope that you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, because you don't have to go into the tribulation period. What did I say at the beginning? The church is raptured out, taken out. Every true believer today will leave this earth and be in the presence of the Lord Jesus at the marriage supper of the Lamb. What a great day that will be. And what a horrible day that will be if you refuse to trust in the Lord Jesus. Revelation 6, chapter 6, verse 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. The sun became black as sackcloth of hair. The moon became as blood. The stars of heaven fell upon the earth, even as the fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their place. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bond, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come. Who shall be able to stand? So many verses of Scripture talking about the end times, talking about what's coming. And so as we read verse 29, back in Matthew 24, 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. What did we just read back here in Revelation 6? Exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. When Jesus comes, the revelation of Jesus, we're in the church age right now, the day of grace. Right now, you just need to call upon the Lord Jesus and him alone to save you, to take your sin away, to set you free by him alone, nothing connected to it, by faith in him and him alone. Please trust in him today. Call upon him today. You won't have to face this time. But if you refuse to, you're going to go into the tribulation period. And as we read earlier, the mark of the beast, 666. You've heard the gospel today. So I'm going to give you a word of advice. I believe, since you've heard the gospel today, if the tribulation would start, if Jesus would take his church out right now and the tribulation start, the 7 years of hell here on earth, you will take the mark of the beast. And if you take the mark of the beast, then there is no option for you for salvation. But I also believe that if you hear the gospel here and now during the day of grace, that you will not have an opportunity to be saved. So you will face all the hellfire and everything that's going to go on during the tribulation period without an option. Without an option. Well, you say, well, I don't think that time is that close. Well, death could be close. And if you die before the tribulation starts, you'll go to hell. You'll go to the lake of fire. Don't kid yourself. It's real. And none of us know that last day. I've said to many funerals, a day to be born and a day to die, and we have no choice in those two matters. So you check your heart. You take a look. Here's what's going to happen when Jesus comes. He shall send, verse 31, he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds from one end of heaven to the other. You see, there's going to be a multitude of people that have not heard the gospel. If they have not heard the gospel, they will have an opportunity to be saved. There's going to be 144,000 preachers, 12,000 from each tribe. The bulk of the people that are saved will be Jews, but there's going to be a lot. I believe there's going to be some Gentiles saved too. But the calling here is for the Jews. Remember what I said with this verse 32? Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When the branches is tender, that took place in May 1948. It's putting forth leaves now. It's growing. Ye know that summer's nigh. We don't have fruit. There will be fruit. The fruit is those that are saved during the tribulation period. That's the only fruit we have, is to be saved and to serve him. And so please, that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Now, that great sound of a trumpet, he's going to call them together, gather from the four winds of the earth. There's not going to be one part of this earth that's not going to be touched. There's not going to be one individual left before his wrath comes. We see many things taking place here in verse 29. The sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars shall fall from heaven, the powers of heaven shall be shaken. You see, when Jesus starts the millennial reign, which is at the end of this, after the gathering together, after the destroying of the wicked, as we've read in other scriptures, when this takes place, Jesus will be our light. We're not going to need the sun. We're not going to need the moon, the stars. He will be our light. He is going to rule and reign for 1,000 years. But only for those that are saved is the beginning of it. And so right now, he's coming, and this is going to take place. And what did we read back here in Revelation? What did we read back here in 2 Thessalonians? The fear. He wants the rocks to fall upon them, to hide them from the face of God. I hope, if you don't know the Lord Jesus, I hope you fear God. You should be trembling right now if you don't know him as your Savior. Because two things could come. Death could come to you, and you would spend eternity in hell. Eternity, forever and ever and ever. Or the church could be taken out, and you would walk into the tribulation period. And the first 3.5 years, this son of perdition, this devil, will seem to rule because he's going to deceive so many. But halfway through, as we read concerning Daniel, back in the beginning of this here, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, that takes place 3.5 years into this tribulation period. That's when the devil shows his true light. But you see, you've heard the gospel. So you're going to have to live through that hell. Who do you want as your God? Do you want Jehovah God? Or do you want the devil? Because that's the two choices. Right now, if you haven't trusted in Jesus, you've chosen the devil. Because he is the God of this world. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?